Big Brother, mainstream media,
and government understands.
In just a moment, we're live on the focus.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Tex, it does come out that there's tons of oil. A lot of the truth does come out. It's just the general public is still convinced that summer is global warming. And I've noticed the propaganda intensifies then. Continue here with what's really happening.
Well, let's look at this planet awash with oil. Here I have from Yahoo, one of the major American news sources, this claim. It says oil futures jumped to record over $115 a barrel on supply concerns. In other words, we're running low. We don't have enough. But wait. You know, the foreign press doesn't seem to want to lie as much as the American press. Maybe it's not as controlled. Here's the Times of London. Now, just as mighty a newspaper, as I was mentioning, as the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Houston Chronicle, what does it say? World not running out of oil, say experts. And it begins, says, doom-laden forecast that world oil supplies are poised to fall off the edge of the cliff are wide off the mark, according to leading oil industry experts. Wow. Who would have known? Would John McCain tell us this? Would Barack Obama? Would Hillary? Would George W.? Now, here's something interesting. If we want to see that the world is awash with oil, remember what I said was it's not a matter of how much oil in the world. The world has
plenty. It's a delivery system.
It's a delivery system which is controlled. A contrived crisis to drive up the prices.
Well, it's like diamonds are really on the mid-scale or lower scale of even semi-precious. They're not even highly semi-precious. I mean, in Africa, they just lay around on the ground, but people fight, you know, mortgage their house, work a year to pay for a, you know, big rock for their wife, because that's the symbol, and literally they have giant warehouses just filled with diamonds.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Maybe people haven't heard about the oil discovery down in Brazil. But listen to this from Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg, okay? One of the top sources of financial and industry information in the world. It says Petrobras. Now, that's the petroleum company that's owned by the nation of Brazil, okay? Now, Petrobras, by the way, is a corporation as big as Microsoft, General Motors, and General Electric. It's right there in the top five in all of the Americas. It says Petrobras discovers world's third largest oil field. This just came out. Listen to this. This is a story that just ran April 14th. It says Petróleo Brasília, that's Petrobras, offshore Carioca field may hold 33 million barrels of oil, enough to supply every refinery in the United States for 6 years, making it the third largest oil field ever discovered off of Brazil in the Atlantic. Can you imagine the oil there? Petrobras? Amazing.
And the Russians are found in it. Everybody's, it's just everywhere. It's just.
Listen, the United States, according to the industry experts, so-called, claim that we have 29 billion barrels in reserve. Hey, they've got 33 billion down there in Brazil. Forget about Hugo Chavez and Venezuela. I'm talking about Brazil. Did you know that the Brazilian stock market went wild with this? The telephone companies, anything that's Brazilian went wild. I mean, it's booming right now. Why? They have oil that's going to be coming out their ears. But wait, that's not all. Look, why do you think we're in Kosovo? Again, just like why we're in Iraq. Look at this news item. Large potential Albanian, that's right there in the Kosovo area, oil and gas discovery underscores Kosovo's importance.
One reason that I read 10 years ago that they staged the invasion was because they found oil, uranium, silver, nickel.
There it is.
Oh.
There is a confirmation.
Al-Qaeda helped again to take over the country.
Now let's look at the United States itself, okay? Oh, well, we have to get 60% of our oil from foreign sources. Really? Well, look at this. The Bakken Oil Formation. Welcome to the next oil boom. The U.S. Geological Survey has just published its official results of a groundbreaking study. Over up in North Dakota, who would have believed it? South of North Dakota and Montana. They have found a store of oil that could last America, could take care of all of our oil needs for 1,000 years in South of North Dakota.
Final segment with Tex Mars, then Michael Hoffman coming up. We're going to take this break and then be right back. We're doing behind-the-scenes interviews. If you're an InfoWars.com internet stream listener or PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the final segment with Tex Mars. I'm going to recap briefly what's happened with the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder. And that's even what mainstream television is saying. Before we finish up with how they're having these contrived artificial scares in these texts in this key area that you're exposing, you said you were watching Nancy Grace and she was saying this is suspicious. We played some clips from Fox with her saying it's suspicious. I mean, this is getting ridiculous when the prostitute under her, who was a college professor, going to get an extra PhD at the time, was facing 6 months in jail and hung herself, saying she was going to shoot her mouth off. And then now she's telling everybody, you know, if they kill me, you know, I was killed. I'm not going to kill myself. Then they have this government spook type come out and who makes up all this stuff and has a history of it, saying, oh, she just called me and said she was going to kill herself. And then the media runs with that. I mean, they are really getting desperate.
Well, they're getting desperate, but they're also getting bold. I mean, they're shameless. And by the way, the Nancy Graces, the Fox News, we'll see how far they go with this. Because this is an explosive issue, and it could go up, as you mentioned, to the McCains and the Cheneys and so forth. I think we also need to look for Vicki Eisman. You know, is she still available? Is she still alive? Where is she?
Did you hear about this weird thing?
You know, McCain's yeah. Little girl that he was having a little teet-a-teet with.
Well, there was a high-level CIA operative who did things with the police chief and CIA director and was all over TV and headed up one of the regional intelligence agent groups, clubs. And the cops reportedly started chasing him. He ran, and then he stops. Well, first they said he ran. He didn't run. He gets out of the car nicely, and they blast him. So it turns out the first story was a lie. And it's on video. The cop just walks up. The guy's there, and the cops shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know they have hitmen on the police forces in every major city, especially Houston, as one of the worst. I mean, now there's a lot of weird stuff's going on. And this local Palestinian had Israelis with machine guns running around in his yard, the neighbors said. And he was an activist, peaceful activist. He was a school teacher, and then they tortured him to death and duct tape all over his body, threw it in the river. And the APD first said, oh, yeah, he was murdered. I talked to people at TV stations that heard the scanners, and the police said that, too, that, yeah, we thought he was murdered. And then, no, the higher-up said, no, this is quite normal to be all tied up and sliced up.
Yeah. Well, sir, it goes all the way back to the LBJ era when a guy was shot 32 times in the back. And they say he committed suicide because he was one of the guys that knew the truth about the voting irregularity.
But that's when you know it's the government.
The Johnson election.
Because if it's a normal murder, they'll actually go around and maybe investigate. But when it's a government op, you could, I mean, the cops walk up and execute this guy, and they're saying, oh, it's no big deal.
You know, Alex, I've known you for quite a while now. I know your precious wife, Violet. You're a happy guy because you love to expose evil in the world. I think it gives you happiness to do that. And thank God for that kind of attitude. And that's why I'm going to say it right now. Alex Jones would never, ever, ever commit suicide.
Neither would Tex Mars.
No, I don't even believe that's silliness. They're going to have to torture me all the way to
Are
death.
Are you kidding? I want to live as long as possible.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
I
wake up with a smile.
I told my wife, I want to be resuscitated. I want to be Darth Vader. I mean, do not unplug me if I'm going to come over 20 years. I told her. I mean, I want full.
Well, here's the whole thing, though. We see with the Palfrey case. It doesn't matter that you go on the air and tell everybody, I will never commit suicide. They're going to kill you anyway because they think they can cover it up. They're that bold now. Here you and I are right here on national radio and TV. We're saying we will never kill ourselves. And people know that. But if we're ever suicided, they don't care. Even though people are going to remember the fact, hey, I listened to Alex and Tex that day, they'll never kill themselves, and we never would.
But I mean, I made the joke last week and a month ago. I say they're going to start killing us on TV with them shooting us and say it's suicide, and now they're basically doing that in Houston.
One of the things that happens here is this does create fear. If they can kill this Palfrey girl who's had all this visibility, who might they kill? I mean, if the little people of the world have no chance at all, if they could kill an Alex Jones or a Tex Mars or a Deborah Palfrey. This is the fear. I think they may even enjoy the fact that a person like Palfrey can say, I would never kill myself, and the next thing you know, they're claiming she committed suicide. So I think this is another way of creating this psychological alchemy of fear in the population.
But also, the way they hung her in the shed. She pulls up under the little carport, little thing outside a trailer. They stun gun her. They take her in and hang her. That's their favorite, just like they killed the other girl that worked for her. I mean, what if they killed 10 of her girls?
I mean,
it just gets more and more. But they do run the risk of losing all credibility. I mean, Congress has an 11% approval rating. Bush has a 30%.
That's right. And here again, we go back to this energy situation, to the food situation, to the water situation. What Americans need to do, what listeners need to do that are hearing us today, we need to go to the sources of truth, and we need to discover the fact that the world has plenty of oil, plenty of food, plenty of water, and we can get much more through increased technology which we have. Right now, with the new drilling technology, let me tell you, we can go to the middle of the Atlantic and go down thousands of feet and bring up all the oil that we would ever need for 10,000 years. And so we need to say, you're lying to us. Just like with 9/11, we need to prove these people that they're nothing but a bunch of inveterate liars.
Speaking of, we
can turn things around.
Speaking of new drilling technology, I have a uncle, and they drilled on his property a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
16,000-foot well.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's like the spindle top.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
That's more than 3 miles down, you see.
They got a 12-inch pipe on it.
Mm. Well, of course, if we do have global warming, then they can just pull those icebergs over to the coast, and there's trillions of barrels of water. Of course, we have the resources. People need to understand that. We have the food. When I was a young man, people were starving in India. Would you believe that with new agricultural methods and technology, India now feeds itself? And even exports.
Which really makes the globalist mad.
Of course. So we have incredible amounts of desert land that's being turned into, arable, water-driven farmland. There will always be enough food in the world.
By the way, I've seen a bunch of studies. Those are oil company studies. No, these are studies separate, just studying plants. Plants will like as much as 14 times higher carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. They use less water, live longer or healthier, and they're now doing studies showing desertification is in periods with low carbon dioxide, and they're reporting from ice cores going back millions of years, but the really reliable was 200,000. This is the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever. And they're saying it is massively associated with desertification. And that sure enough, because it did spike the last few decades, now it's going to start going back down, suddenly there was more of a greening. Mm-hmm. The plants need it. And then they create more oxygen, which they've now shown that mammals like higher levels. We're in a starved level right now.
Well, of course, nature will take care of that on its own without man-made solutions. Let's go back to this oil situation.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Bakken oil formation in North and South Dakota, but there's a bigger one. Out in the Gulf of Mexico in 2004, BP Oil, ExxonMobil, and another one of the large multinational conglomerates found the largest reservoir store of oil ever found in the United States. This dwarfs everything. It means that America will have enough oil for thousands and thousands of years in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, when they discovered this in 2004, they said that the oil could begin coming out of that area within a decade. That means 6 years from now. So you would think the oil futures would already be taking that into account. Imagine. Now, they say that this is so much
they've laid
oil.
Off, they've laid most of it off limits. They found a 600-square-mile one off the coast of Louisiana, I know, in the 70s, and then they just said it was a refuge.
Well, the same thing down in Mexico. Now, I think what we're going to see some lies. There's going to be reasons why they can't get that oil. For example, Mexico, Pemex, the oil company down there, they have been keeping that oil in the ground. Mexico is a very poor nation.
Three times the resources we have, though.
They want the tens of millions of illegal aliens to attack and come into and invade America.
They don't want
America.
Them to have money down there.
Right. So they have bottled up their own oil, Pemex. Everybody has been confused, frustrated. Why is it that they don't drill more? Why don't they bring more out of the Pemex?
Why don't we bring oil out of Alaska? Same deal. Tex,
absolutely.
We're out of time. It is such an honor to have you here. Please plug how people get a copy of Days of Hunger, Days of Pain. Days of Chaos. Please plug how they get one of your free newsletters, how they get a Codex Magica. Give them your number. Give them your websites.
Alex, powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. They can get these things on the Internet. By the way, we'll give them a free subscription if they write to us at 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, to get that free subscription, also just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673, a free issue of Power of Prophecy newsletter. And next month, I'm going to talk more in my newsletter about these contrived, chaotic crises and how we can overcome the lies of the elite.
That's right. You have a free newsletter that's just amazing. Also, you have a radio show once a week that airs, three or four times on WWCR?
WWCR. And, of course, we have an audio streaming, 24-7 there on powerofprophecy.com. But I want to encourage people to call 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673. And all they have to do is say, hey, send me that free newsletter.
Give it out. And a lot of hardcore issues, neurotically well-researched. You're very, just like me, you really try to get to all the facts. Give them the number again.
Okay, that's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. And they'll know the truth about this hoax called the Age of Scarcity, this new reality, this new psychological alchemy that they're pushing down on us. Do not accept it, folks. Say no. Just say no. Just like 9/11, we're not going to accept the official version. This is a planet of plenty. It is not a planet of scarcity.
Again, powerprophecy.com, texmars.com, the book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, the GMO foods, the control of food, all of it, the coming great food shortages in America, written 9 years ago, more important now than ever. The number again, Tex.
Okay, toll-free, 1-800 1-800-234-9673. Of course, we have a lot of free things there. And my newest book, by the way, is Codex Magic, and I know it's available on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Well, I don't care where they get it from at all, because it's not a matter of money. This is a matter of life.
Tex, you are the best, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll, for about 1 minute here, say bye to everybody. And
it is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
But now they're gone.
Michael Hoffman on with us for the next 2 hours. He's been gracious enough to move back 20 minutes because of the Palfrey murder. He'll be with us 20 minutes into overdrive. I want to take our time here today and attempt to not throw in my points and added things and back up what he's saying, but really riveting, important information to understand the world we live in and how the nature of reality has been hidden from us and false images and false maps have been downloaded into our minds. He is an alternative historian, award-winning, a former AP writer based in New York. He's written some books that have been bestsellers, very well received. And we're going to break down a whole host of issues, the cornucopia. I want to start at the beginning today and go back to the roots of this, go through it all with our guest today. Thank you for coming on with us, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Alex.
This is a short segment. We're coming back in a long one, but just begin wherever you like, whatever you think's most important. If you were talking to a new audience, which most of my listeners are for you, and trying to explain it to a informed population, but also people that may not have a full understanding.
Well, I think I'd like to go back to what we discussed last time. You raised an issue, and then I heard a commercial on the program that set off something in my mind. And you mentioned, you said, where is it? Who's responsible? Where do we trace this cryptocracy, this conspiracy up to the top? And you said, is it a German conspiracy? And then there was an add-on saying that we were headed to a papal America, that whenever church and state are united, that brings about tyranny.
Is it a Zionist? Is it a,
yeah. Yeah. When I hear that, I realize that there's more confusion out there than I even realized, because I think we have to follow a trail in the West, and what my remarks today will be about Western civilization, the cryptocracy as it operates in the West.
Now, I want to be clear. I want to stop you, though. I don't have confusion about this. We're all broken, though, into subgroups fighting over which group runs it, with most of our collective energies in the movement spent on that. I don't do that. You don't do that. I understand it's a methodology that infects all the major groups, but with some core groups operating. I just want to be clear for the audience.
Well, you know, I see that when we're trying to find a way of ameliorating the cancer plague, and one of the ways that the system keeps us from doing that is they plant the idea that everything causes cancer, so why bother? When we're dealing with the assassination of President Kennedy and we're trying to bring the criminal masterminds who were behind that to justice, one of the ways they obstruct us is they plant the idea that everybody killed Kennedy. It was the communists, it was the anti-communists, it was the CIA, it was the KGB. So when we have these agents of confusion sowing this, some of it is honest confusion, of course. Not everyone is an agent. But when the agents of disinformation or confusion are out there, we can't begin to proceed from first principles. And I find so many people are in difficulty because they're not proceeding from first principles. So for me, the first principle is...
Or let me just add before we go into this, or there are people deliberately putting out this info, like... Some of the Catholics run it all crowd. They demand that I have on their grand poobah, but I've researched what he says. It's just made up. He believes that Rosicrucians use magic to drop A-bombs. He believes the earth is on a string and the universe orbits it. I mean, these people, some of them are so kooky, but they demand that you agree with them. And so I just want to be clear that I don't agree with a lot of the groups that are out there saying this group or that group runs it all. That's my point.
I see. Well, and by the way, who are you referring to when you say the grand poobah of the Catholics?
Well, no, of the Catholics run it all crowd. I don't even want to say his name. It's just, I don't even think most of his minions know that he believes all this insanity.
Right, because one of the things I noticed in the ad is they said they created a proprietary relationship between church and state and the papacy. And actually, the United States of America was formed in revolt against an Anglican church and state, which had united in Great Britain.
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. I don't endorse the ads on this network unless you hear my voice endorsing it. I have no control over that. But right. Go ahead.
Well, and so, I mean, just very briefly, the Anglicans were operating a union between church and state. And one of the reasons I know that is when I was researching the biography of the first Roman Catholic Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roger B. Taney, and he talked about when he was a child, he was banned from going to Catholic school. He was born just slightly before the onset of the American Revolution. And once the American Revolution was a success, almost immediately, his parents were allowed to send him to the school of his choice. So as just one example of the anomalies of history, and either we're
stay accurate... there, stay there. We're going to talk during the break, and then we're going to continue on the other side. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Every move the New World Order makes, every breath they take, they'll be there. Covering every subject, every issue, going to the Veritas. Trying to find the truth. Trying to question the box within a box that we all live in. All right, Michael Hoffman is our guest. Michael, before we go any further, tell us in a nutshell a little bit about yourself, your awakening for a minute or two, your website, your books, and then we're going to go for 2 hours. I'm pretty much straight here with only a few breaks. Go ahead.
The website is www.revisionisthistory.org, and we're located in North Idaho, P.O. Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. I was fortunate enough to have been born to a revisionist historian grandfather. He was a lay historian. He wasn't a professional, but he had a great deal of skepticism about the mainline story of history. So I was basically sitting on his knee from a young age, hearing him talking about things like, for example, that Joseph P. Kennedy had stolen the election in 1960 for his son through the Chicago Mafia. And I was hearing this practically as a toddler. So I suppose I've been predestined for this line of inquiry, for being a skeptic, for always questioning and doubting. And as John Milton said, in the 17th century, give me the right to know, to utter, and to argue freely according to conscience above all other liberties, and that's what I've tried to live and what I've tried to extend to others, Alex.
Now, let me just throw out something here. It's become a thought crime to say that CO2 isn't deadly poison, to say that sodium chloride isn't deadly poison. It has become a thought crime to even question official stories, official history. But questioning Deborah Jean Palfrey's clear murder, when we now have another eerie flashback, D.C. Madam said, I'll never want my life to end in suicide. She not only said that here on this show, in May 2007 for an interview for Carol Joyt, host of Q&A Cafe TV show, Palfrey faced criminal indictment for prostitution, but for Palfrey, one thing was crystal clear during the interview. She would not end her life by hanging herself, as Brandy Britton, one of her employers, had clearly murdered as well. I don't want to be like her. I don't want to end up like that. So another source, we're questioning history. Within 1 hour of her being found, official story, open and shut, she committed suicide in the garage, hanging herself, absolute bull. So that's questioning history, and that now is a thought crime they want to arrest you for. So we have to stand up against this now, no matter how painful or how demonized we get, because even if you disagree with ideas you hear here, you need to fight for the right for people to say them and have them. Okay, Mr. Hoffman, go ahead.
Well, and this particular questionable death that you're referring to reminds me as far back as Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, who a lot of us believe was tossed out of a window, and they claimed that that was suicide. And, of course, the secrets and the knowledge that he was sitting on were absolutely cataclysmic in terms of what he might have or could have revealed. So they certainly have a long history of doing this, but I'm not privy to the details of this particular case. But lately, since the year 2000, I have been consumed with my research on Judaism and on Zionism and the Talmudic religion, because I feel that it's a key to understanding the cryptocracy as a whole. And during the break, you had mentioned to me that you also feel there are some aspects of anti-Judaism which are problematic, and I would agree with that insofar as I believe that the cryptocracy plants their own agence provocateur inside various groups, and then they take extreme positions which actually benefit Judaism. One of the prime ways that they benefit Judaism is whenever you have race hate injected into this discussion. Because
and that brings, and the Zionist documents going back 200 years say that it compacts their group, and then they feed on the lower Jews beneath them, and the Jews think that their leaders are taking care of them, when Israel admittedly has been caught doing bombings in Baghdad 60-something years ago, bombings in southern Spain, all of these things to drive Jews back to their homeland. So,
well, Judaics are the first victims of Judaism.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something that has to be understood, is that the freedom movement that I'm leading here with regard to Judaism is first an attempt to liberate individual Judaics from Judaism.
And so you disagree with the main line of the crazies that say Jews are really Neanderthals and crazies that go around stirring up trouble and making people look stupid that talk about this. You disagree. You're saying you don't believe they're inherently devil seed.
Yeah, this reptilian idea and all of that, what it really means is it means that Jesus Christ was wrong and that people can't be converted. If someone is inherently the seed of the devil, all you can do is exterminate them. You cannot convert them. So you can see the occult root to that, and you can see the black evil that's behind that.
Well, that's my point, is that you know, 15 years studying this, every time I met somebody who said it was the Jews, they were lying, backstabbing, crazy, lying scum who would always attack me. And then I'm like, my God, the people that believe this must be bad, because everybody I meet is like, but I guess they're provocateurs or crazies or losers who want to blame a group. But just because they're doing that doesn't mean this isn't a predatory group out of control.
Well, it's a predatory ideology which is out of control, but there's another factor here, and that is, who is a Jew? I mean, people run around calling themselves Jews, and in John chapter 8, Jesus said that they had as their father the father of lies. So why do we believe them? All of the genealogical records were destroyed when the Romans conquered Jerusalem in AD 70.
Titus.
So we only have the word of these rabbinic liars to say that they're descended from King David or Abraham. You and I may have more Abrahamic blood in our veins than they do, but my question and my challenge to them is prove it. Prove that you're descended from Judah.
Well, so they've done the DNA test, and they know that about 82% of people claiming to be Jews are actually Central Eastern European Khazars. And that's people call me all the time like they found some new secret. I remember reading that when I was 10 years old in mainline history.
Right. So what that also does, though, it's interesting because it absolves these interlopers from actually being the biblical Jews. They don't have any kind of a curse on them, although I believe even when we are talking about actual Israel, and certainly there is a remnant of Israel on the earth, as Scripture says, but that curse was only on the few generations there, the early generations that would have been implicated in the death of Christ. It certainly wouldn't correspond to any actual biological Jew who was alive today. But this racial issue, Alex, one of the things that we have to understand here is that the rabbis are very keen on keeping Judaics inside the ranks. So they have to use the Hitlers, the Nazis, and the haters to scare the Judaic people back into the fold of Judaism. Because one of the things that Judaism teaches in the Talmud is that no matter how nice, how good, how benevolent a Gentile is towards you, he's only doing it for ulterior, cynical motives. He can never really love you for yourself. And a corollary from that, if I may expand on this, is the idea that if someone attacks the Israeli government, if they say they're genocidal, they're instituting a Holocaust against the Palestinians, if they say, like Walt and Mersheimer do in their book on the Israeli lobby, that there's inordinate power and control of the United States government on the part of the Israeli lobby, the reaction of the main hardcore of Orthodox Judaism and Zionism is to say, you know, that's inherently anti-Semitic. You don't really have a valid point. What you're motivated by is hatred and bias towards us. And of course,
exactly. I mean, if you and people always say, well, I don't hate Jews. I just hate Zionists. But now those guys have all flipped and are saying, I do hate Jews. It is the Jews. And
well, then if they're saying that, Alex, they're falling right into the rabbi's trap.
I know. I've read the official documents they wrote where they said, isn't it wonderful? You know, we'll get people to persecute us. We'll even commit horrible crimes and let the Gentiles find out so they'll persecute us so we can then have our little slaves under us. And, you know, not letting Hitler kick the Jews out, saying, no, they have to come to Palestine. They've got to pay us money. One cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Germany. I mean, you know these sickening, evil statements. These types of things. All I'm saying is it's a lot more sophisticated. Let me digress, and then we'll get back into this. Why is there such an obsession with Germanicness by the modern Zionists? Why do we see the Rothschilds funding different German institutes of eugenics? Why do we see them funding it now? Why are they intermarried with European Germanics? Why are they supporting Schwarzenegger wearing his Nazi belt buckle in public? I mean, certainly you see that there's a weird satanic wedding going on behind the scenes, or you disagree with that?
Well, I would say that there's some of that going on, but it's a complex issue because it's more behind the scenes. Overtly in public, they have impressed upon the German people the mark of Cain, a hereditary stigma, which is a form of mental colonization. The Germans internalize this. They have one of the lowest birth rates and highest suicide rates.
And they did that to blacks, too, with the transatlantic slave trade.
Well, they did that
They had them internalized that they weren't humans or they were bad. They were Cain or Ham, right?
Yeah, as we talked about in the last program, they gave them this notion that they were hereditary slaves and that was a part of a taint there. I'm getting an echo on the line here all of a sudden. I don't know if that's just at my end or your
We're not getting it on the network. Network, are you getting that hum? I'm not hearing anything, sir.
Okay, great. I'll just proceed then.
All right.
And so what I would say is that I see a cleavage between this idea that there is sort of a secret linkage between the Germanic elite and the elite of the cryptocracy.
Well, I mean, let me stop you right there. I mean, $80-plus billion in the last 4 years from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with Warren Buffett, and they're in Africa injecting them with HIV. They're poisoning them. They've been caught. It's in the documents. They've been caught carrying out eugenics. I mean, that I would call Hitler-esque. But if the Judaics run it, I guess they want all the blacks and Asians dead too, or what?
Well, that's a little bit outside my competence in terms of discussing this.
But I mean, that's what
Africa.
I'm saying, though, is that the Darwinistic view, the Francis Galton view. I mean, when I get to the bet, I mean, the head of the Human Genome Project, Dr. Watson, saying blacks basically weren't human. You know, he's a white guy, and he's running the Human Genome Project, running around saying blacks aren't human. I'm saying, you know, I understand in the media and everywhere else we can see the Zionists, but I'm saying when I get into science and I get into foundations and I get into this, I mean, it's Hitlerian, it's eugenics. I'm saying I've really found that, and I've really found Zionists everywhere too. So what I'm
right,
saying,
but it's Hitlerian, but Hitler is an anomaly in terms of German civilization. It would be like saying that George Bush is a typical product of our American civilization.
No, but when I say Germanic, I don't mean even the German people. I'm talking about Germanic occultism.
Well,
and I'm not attacking Germans. I'm saying that there is a relish. The eugenicists, the British eugenicists, Rothschild-funded eugenics institutions worship the Germanic form.
Well, I would
there's
say
something
that the
else
Germans,
here. Is something more here is what I'm saying.
I don't see any larger role in the occult for the Germans than for any other of the European peoples.
But you know, Germanic means wider. I mean, Germanic is the main, you know, fulcrum in that entire region, even into northern France.
Well, they certainly always wanted to control the Germans, but prior to the rise of Hitler, Germany and German civilization was a paragon of the music of Bach and Beethoven and the great philosophy and the advances in religion and science,
oh, yeah,
which,
no.
to which we owe so much to the Germans.
Pharmacologicals, everything.
I mean, there is a role in the early Ordo Templi Orientis of the OTO. There is a German connection there, and there's a German connection to Skull and Bones. But if we were to talk about the British, and again, that wouldn't be an indictment of the
oh,
English
people.
Oh,
no, I'm saying the British are the absolute heart. I'm just saying, why do they, as a fetish, you know, get into the Guter Dommerung and all of that. Look, it doesn't matter. The point is,
well, you know, it's interesting though, Alex, because they say that people who are in the know tell me that when you go to these collection catalogs for Nazi memorabilia and Nazi relics, that the number of Judaic customers on there is astonishing.
No, no,
and perhaps you use the appropriate word. Perhaps it's a fetish.
Yeah, no, I'm really studying this stuff. I really want the truth. And I'm just saying, I've knocked down the hidden doors. I've gone, burrowed into the deepest pits. And, I mean, I find a bunch of weird, druidic, don't even call it Germanic. I see all of Northern Europe and you know, Britannia as Germanic, Visigothian, whatever you want to call it. So I think when I use the term German, I'm not talking about the last, you know, Bismarckian Imperial Germany. But, look, I digress. Just, you know what? I may even have to go out of the room because this stuff gets me thinking so much. I'll just let you finish. Just go ahead.
Well, Hitler used a good luck symbol, the swastika, which prior to the rise of his regime was always universally associated with good luck. All it is a symbol of the sun in motion. You put a cross inside of a wheel, you knock four segments of it out, and it looks like a running man or an intimation of the sun. An early pagan symbol, always associated generically with good luck, and he twisted it into this horrible thing. I think in general there is a magnetic archetype associated with the Northern European model, both racially and in terms of some of the things that we see in our movies and culture, as far as these associations with the polar regions and with the sword and sorcery epics. So it wouldn't surprise me if at some level in the occult or heavy metal music, or even at the higher levels that you're insinuating are operant here, that they are mining that, so to speak. But what I can tell you from my own research, what my opinion is that far above that and far beyond that is the Kabbalah, the Talmud, and the veritable worship, not of the German or the Aryan or any archetype along those lines, but the worship of the Judaic male as personified by the rabbi. because Judaism does teach that.
Oh, no, I mean, there's no doubt that Madonna and all of it, I mean, it's everywhere. The symbolism, no, it's dominant. I agree.
I hesitate to use the word witch because of all of the inquisitorial connotations of that word, so I would call her a magician, and I would say that her recent 30-minute show in New York City had all the hallmarks of a Kabbalistic open-air ritual that was both broadcast on the Internet and also much to-do was made of it in New York City.
Well, she says it is. She says she's doing this. She's a chicken-necked coward is what she is. These people just radiate weakness, but go ahead.
And she's also a kind of a mirror image of a biblical figure because she calls herself Madonna, and I guess that's her birth name.
Jezebel.
But that's her actual identity would be Jezebel. But what we find is, for example, in Judaism, they say, well, you Gentiles can be saved and you can be part of the covenant if you become a Noahide. But actually, they're not talking about the biblical Noah any more than Madonna is a representative of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the exact opposite. And the Talmudic Noah is the exact opposite of the biblical Noah. So all these poor dupes and suckers who are joining Judaism, there's two ways to be a Gentile and join Judaism. One is through Holocaustianity and going down to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and believing everything that's there and believing that only one people on earth suffered a Holocaust. That's one inroad in. And the other way is through the Noahide. But you're not following the biblical Noah. You're following the Noah of the Talmud.
But also people that, quote, join it are only porch masons or, you know, porch. That's what goes back to Solomon. We'll be right back. Actually, we're going to skip this break for Infowars.com stream listeners. Go to that stream. You'll be able to hear this break. And then we'll come back for everybody else on the other side in 3 minutes.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alcavita. Alcavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with Alcavita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcavitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schatt with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868. or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Okay, be clear, though, about the separate groups. Like, you have the Torah, which is the Old Testament, which is literally 180 degrees from what comes later. I mean, let's start at the beginning here.
Yeah, well, you know, we're dealing with master deceivers, and so there's a counterfeit. We were talking about that, at the commercial break. How there are, it's a mirror world, a mirror of the scripture, and a mirror of biblical patriarchs and biblical figures. And so we will hear Orthodox rabbis say, well, we're Torah true. We have to follow the Torah. We have the Torah. And in fact, the rabbis tell those who are part of Judaism, you can't understand the Bible without the mediation of our interpretation of it. Protestants don't seem to have a problem with that. They have a huge problem with the idea that the Pope claims to be a mediator of Scripture. But when the rabbis make that claim, they seem to be very apathetic about that. And I don't understand that. But anyhow, let's be clear about the Torah. When they say that they're Torah true, they mean that they're Talmud true, because there is the Torah Shebiktav, which is the written Torah, and the Torah Shebelpa, which is the oral Torah, the oral.
And they
law.
Say that is the real law, not the old law.
Well, yeah, what they say is there is a dual law, that Moses was given two laws on Mount Sinai, the oral law, which became the province of the rabbis, and which was only written down after Israel crucified its Messiah and then really became degenerate. Prior to that, it had been a toss-up which way they were going to go, and so they had never sufficiently lost the grace to commit this evil to writing.
Moses, when he actually went after him throwing the tablets, he was going after this group, is what a lot of people say.
Well, I certainly think that it must have started around the time of the golden calf.
Well, they were bringing back the Egyptian secret knowledge they'd found, and he was saying no. So it's that same group always running right next to the other.
Yes, as we mentioned in the last broadcast, the Talmud says 10 measures of sorcery were given to the earth, 9 were given to Egypt, and 1 to the rest of humanity. So they certainly see Egypt as a source of magic and sorcery. Of course, officially they condemn Egypt, but actually, secretly, they have tapped into that power, and they actually pay obeisance to it.
And as you said last time you were on, or as the late Arthur C. Clarke said, a Texas Instruments calculator would be the highest order of magic to somebody just 200 years ago. So when we use the term magic sorcery, that's ways to manipulate populations, lie, spin things, and then they just package it in a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. Go ahead.
Yeah, because leftist intellectuals could accuse us of mystifying the discussion by bringing in magic, but actually they're the ones who are mystifying when they refuse, when they use this agnosticism, to refuse to recognize how technology operates. And the last program I mentioned that Arthur C. Clarke had his famous statement was that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a science which even certain scientists have been able to cover up and mock and direct our attention away from by claiming, oh, that's just silly fairy tales, but it isn't. And Arthur C. Clarke, who was a pioneer and prophet of the satellites that we now have operating around our Earth and a key agent of the cryptocracy.
Yeah, he's the inventor of it. Go ahead.
So he's our source for that. So you see, Alex, we have this counterfeit. We have the Noahide covenant, but actually it has nothing to do with the biblical Noah. It's the Noah of the Talmud and of the post-Talmudic text.
What the Torah tells us is that this group will always have counterfeits. They're masters at doing that.
Sure. Revelation 2:9 talks about, I know them who say they are Jews and are not and are of the synagogue of Satan. So right there, we're being warned of a counterfeit. Jesus in the key book of John in chapter 8 talking about the counterfeit. And that's a key scene there in chapter 8 because it pertains directly to what we're dealing with now, where they say, we have Abraham's blood in our veins. We are the children of Abraham. And Jesus acknowledges their biological pedigree. But at the same time, he says, you can't have Abraham as your father.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.